Now everybody's getting scared what I might say next. So. Oh, Cloudy, you'll be safe, honey.
You never know
what I can come up with. But it's nice when you get up here and you don't have to claim to be a great speaker. You just get up here and talk from your heart. And that's what this young lady's going to do. And I love her. And if you don't know her, get ready. You will fall in love with her before she finishes her talk. I guarantee it. And that is our Jody.
Had my notes ready to go. Hello. All right, I want to start off with a little humor. And it's an oldie, but it's a goodie, and I apologize if you've heard it before. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I'm really bad about that, so thank you. I apologize if you've heard it before, but it's such a perfect example of what I wanted to talk about tonight. A man named Jack was walking along a steep cliff one day, and he got too close to the edge, and he fell off the side. And on the way down, he grabbed a branch, and it temporarily stopped his hold, his fall, but he was horrified when he looked down and realized that the bottom of the canyon wasn't but about 1,000 more feet down. So he couldn't hold on forever, and he couldn't climb back up the face of the cliff, so he started yelling for help, hoping that somebody walking by would hear him. So he's yelling, "Help! Help! Can anyone hear me? Help!" And he had called for a really long time, and he was about to give up hope when the voice says, "Jack, Jack, can you hear me?" And he says, "Yes, yes, I can hear you. Who is that? Where are you?" And the voice says, "I can see you, Jack, and this is God, and I'm everywhere." And he says, "God, help me, please help me. I promise, I'll be good. I'll stop sinning. I'll be a good person. I'll work for you the rest of my life. I'll do whatever I have to do. Please get me down from here." And God says, "Well, take it easy on the promises there, Jack. Let's just get you off first, and then we'll talk about this later." He says, "Okay, now I'm going to tell you what I want you to do. Listen close." Jack says, "Okay, tell me what to do. I'll do anything." And God says, "Let go of the branch." "What?" He says, "Let go of the branch. Trust me and let go." Jack, holding on, he thinks about it for a minute. He says, "Help! Help! Is there anyone else up there?" Now, I have to admit, that's where I've been in my life for a long time, actually. Longer than I want to admit. When Millie asked me if I would talk, I said, "What do you want me to talk about?" And in the past, she's told me, but this time she didn't play along. She said, "Just speak from your heart, honey." So I went home and had a little talk with my heart, and I said, "What do we want to talk about?" And I kept getting the feeling that I needed to talk about trust and faith. And I thought, well, that's funny, because I've never been in a less trusting, less faithful place than I am in my life right now. And I can't stand in front of a room full of people and talk about this when I'm really not feeling it myself. That's very hypocritical, and I can't do that. But I kept getting the nudges, and then last Tuesday, is Donna here? Did she leave last Tuesday? Donna Lopez said, "Are you talking tomorrow?" And I said, "No, George is talking tomorrow. I'm talking next week." And I kind of laughed and said, "I guess I should figure out what I'm going to talk about, huh?" And she said, "Just trust what comes to you." Now, am I the only one who is simultaneously awed by spirit and sometimes a little annoyed, right? I'm like, I keep getting these, but I'm still holding on to my branch. But I'm holding on to my branch. So that was Tuesday. Friday, I'm still not having this. And Spirit decided to just get in my face. I needed to make a phone call. I'd been putting it off for a couple weeks, and this is the day. I'm going to make this phone call. So I sit it down at my desk. I look up the number. I dial the number on my phone. I put the phone in my ear, and music started playing. And I thought, this is really weird. You know, sometimes they'll say, can you hold, please? And then they put you on hold before you even answer. But they didn't say that, and I didn't even hear the click. And then I started realizing what song was playing. And I pulled the phone away and I looked. I don't know how spirit does this, but I guess, you know, they said, she's not listening. We will force her to listen. I dialed the number and I hit send. Somehow, spirit pulled up iTunes and started playing iTunes on my phone. And the song that was playing was Miley Cyrus's The Climb. And these are the words. I won't read all to you, but this is what really jumped out at me. I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make, feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaking. But I gotta keep trying, gotta keep my head held high. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Just got to keep going, keep on moving, keep climbing, keep the faith. It's all about the climb. Keep the faith, keep your faith. Now, I needed to hear that. That was a twofold message for me. Personally, I have really been struggling. I started a new business. It's not been taking off. I've been overwhelmed with life. I've been considering packing up, literally. Packing it up and moving to my mom's in Arizona for a couple months because I just don't know if I can keep going. So personally, I needed to hear this message. But it was also twofold because I also realized I needed to give this talk. Why? Because when we have to talk about something, when we're giving a presentation or when we're teaching, we have to really dig deep into that. We have to study it, examine it, think about it, and really integrate it into our lives in order to be able to really talk about it. So I realized I needed to give this talk. So I let go of my branch and said, okay. I started thinking about how my life used to be. And I used to be incredibly connected to spirit, God, source, universe, whatever you want to call it. Sorry. I knew with every fiber of my being that I was connected, that I was protected, and that everything was working for me the way it was supposed to. And I just kind of went down a path trying to figure out where did I get lost. And I thought, you know, it doesn't really matter where I got lost. I did get some answers, but I thought what really matters is reconnecting. How do I do that? You know? How do we get to a place of trust and faith in any relationship? I mean, if you just meet somebody, or if you're sitting next to somebody, you know, here tonight that you've never met before, and they look at you and say, trust me, you're not going to be like, okay. You know, how do you build trust? So you have to build a relationship, right? You have to get to know them. You have to see how they interact with people, how they interact with you, how they treat you. And over time, then you start to develop that relationship and the trust comes. But how do we do that with something that we can't see, we can't touch, we can't feel, and we can't converse with in the normal sense, you know? So if you're new to spirituality, then you might be thinking, well, how do you build a trust with something that's so intangible, that's something that you can't hold or feel or touch or talk to or see. I used to have this amazing relationship, but I've had a lot of stuff happen in my life. And especially in the last decade, my husband battled a brain tumor for almost 9 years before passing away in 2016. I have two sons. Both of them are addicts. That's been a very long, hard, scary, grueling road. For almost 12 years, I've been on that path. And I realized that through all that, I got really angry with God. And I remember saying to Millie one time, I'm mad at God. She said, well, honey, he's kind of big to be mad at. And that didn't matter. I was still mad. Had another friend that said, I think it's okay to be mad, but don't hold a grudge. And I think that's exactly what happened to me. I stopped nurturing my relationship. You know, God, source, universe, whatever, it's always been there, but I quit nurturing that relationship. I quit having my talks. I quit going to God for when I had a problem and asking for help. I just was trying to do it all on my own. And everything became a struggle. Everything in my life became a struggle. When we're connected, life is really easy. And Abraham Hicks says it's like going with the flow. I have been like a salmon going against the flow for a very long time. And I thought, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready to regain that connection. How do I do this? If you've attended Millie's classes, you know that she starts each week with God stories. And I've never asked. I've always just kind of assumed that that was to make us be alert to the times during the week. Because every week we come in, she says, what's your God stories? Well, people take notes. Last night, Louise came in with a list. She'd been writing a list. And I thought, yeah, see, that's it. When we start looking for them, we notice all the places that God's helping us, even if we're not consciously aware of it. But the more alert we are, the more we're looking for it, the more we acknowledge it and say thank you, then we get more of those. And I wanted to give some examples of the amazing ways Spirit has shown up for me in my life. And I was flooded with memories of just amazing and cool things that have happened over the years that confirm Spirit has always been working for me. It would take me a week to tell all the examples. But I want to share the very first one. I started on my spiritual path when I was 19. When I was 21, my first husband and I moved from Ohio to Tucson. We were staying with my mom so we could get on our feet. I was pregnant, and we had one car. We were both looking for jobs, and I had a lot of anxiety about how we were going to manage this. Tucson is 272 square miles. I looked it up. My mom lived in the upper northwest quadrant. It wasn't even like she lived in the center of town. She lived way up in the northwest, and there were no buses that ran in that area in that time. Well, Billy got, he had a job interview, and he got hired on a Thursday. He was supposed to start on Monday. I had a job interview on Friday, and I got hired. So we sat down that weekend and looked at the map so that we could figure out where our jobs were and how we were going to work this out. Our jobs were a half a mile apart. And I remember thinking, in this big, giant area, a half a mile apart, if that's not divine intervention, I don't know what is. And it got even better. He had to be at work at 7, and I had to be there at 8. So I would drop him off, and then I would go sit in my car, and then after work, he would come and sit in my car for an hour and a half. And that went on for about 2 weeks, and my boss ended up hiring him. So we worked at the same place, and then they ended up shifting our hours around so that we went to work at the same time and got off at the same time. While I was writing this talk, I was really reminded of so many examples, and how even in the darkest times, when we don't see a way out, Spirit is still there, still working. And the most recent example of that happened a few months ago with my youngest son. I did get permission to share this story. He had relapsed, and he was in a really bad place. He was homeless in Orange County. I don't know that he's ever been in a deeper place. He and I had no relationship. I had been forced to block his number. I had blocked him on social media. And it was just a really scary time. I didn't see how it was going to be okay. And I even said to my oldest son, I don't see any way this ends other than tragedy. Then one day I got a call from him telling me that he'd been arrested. Got to tell you, I didn't go, wow, look how amazing Spirit is. Look how this is working out. You know, it just was not my go-to. But getting arrested was the best thing in the world for him. He ended up serving 14 days of a 30-day sentence, 15 days, I guess, of a 30-day sentence. And it didn't take long before he started calling and saying, can you get me back into rehab? I want to go back to Riverside where I was. He had been in this rehab last year and he had left. He said, I want to go back. Can you call and get me back in there? The rehab had actually said he could not come back, but I think my oldest son was making calls and he talked to somebody that didn't know that. And so they agreed to let Gray come back. He went back. Bless you. He went back and he did, I think, 17 days there. And today is what, day 58? He's been clean 58 days today. Right on. You know, looking back, like I said, I didn't say, you know, now I can say, wow, that worked out really well. In that moment, I didn't. I lacked faith and I lacked trust. So this is, if this whole concept of faith and trust and spirituality is new to you, I would suggest that you maybe get a little notebook and you just every day start looking for the miracles. Start off small, like parking angels. Does everybody in here ask their parking angels for help with parking? Yeah. I always laugh. When a group of us from church is going somewhere, and I know we're all sending our angels out there, I wonder, are they up there going, no, this is for me, no, this is for me? Or are they like, no, you take it, I'll find another. No, you know, I don't know, but I just know they work. But here's what happened to me yesterday. I had an appointment in Old Town, and I was running pretty close on time. I'd never been to this place before. I didn't know what the situation was, but I do know parking can be difficult in Old Town. My GPS said I had 5 minutes to spare. So I said to my angels, please, 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 please get me a parking spot. Right in front would be amazing. I'm really not going to be picky, but if you could do that, that'd be great. So then I start going, and I hit every red light, every one. And I was so mad, and I was so frustrated. And I'm watching the GPS is saying, I've got 4 minutes now. Now I've got 3 minutes. And now I've got 2 minutes. And I'm just getting more fresh. And then it kind of hit me. It was like one of those V8 moments. If I get there in my time, maybe there won't be a parking space. But if I just trust the angels and they throw these red lights in and they get me there in their time, then there will be a spot. And when I got there, there were two spots in the very front. I don't know how long they've been there, but... That was me, my ego, and not trusting. I asked them, just sit back and relax and let it happen, right? So start small. My suggestion is if you need to build your faith or if it's the first time maybe you've ever walked this, start small. Ask for parking spaces. Write them down. Acknowledge them. Say thank you, because the more we acknowledge them, we're grateful for them, then the more good things that we get. And then we start small. We build our faith. We build our trust. And then when we have a really big thing happen, we are so grounded and we are so centered and we are so solid in our knowledge that even though we don't understand it and it really looks scary at this moment, things are working out for our highest good. So, that's it. Is that okay?